Hello all, I'm Sofia Kamenko and this is the 9th episode of the podcast of the Globe. Today I'm talking to Polina Borisenko from Kharkiv, Ukraine, a city heavily bombarded by Russians. Listen to this conversation to hear about volunteering at an international organization at the age of 11, figure skating and dreams during the war. Hello, Polina. How are you?
Hello. So I'm so good. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me in this conversation.
Oh, thanks for coming. So tell us a bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I'm 11 years old. Maybe something about my city, where I'm from. So I'm from Ukraine, and I'm from the best city, from the beautiful city, is Kharkiv. So it's my favorite city. I really love it. It's so big. We have got lots of people there. And so I really love it.
Wonderful. I'm from Kyiv, by the way, the capital, so there are even more people, but I'm not that happy about it. So are you in Kharkiv now?
Yeah, so I'm there now. I really love to be there. I think home is home, yeah. And so when I come back there, I was really happy. And so I'm really happy because I can live there now.
Yeah, that's wonderful. You said that you left Kharkiv, so why did you go?
Yeah, so when war started, some couple of days we was in Kharkiv, but then I went to the Vinnytsia area. So there I was some months, I don't know how many months was I there, but then I must go to Kyiv. And then we have got some like family problems and I must come back to Kharkiv. And so then I understand that I want to live there. When I was in the other cities, I really miss to my city. So I understand when I leave to come back there.
Well, that's great that you came back. So tell us a bit about your life before the full-scale invasion. What did you do? Which hobbies did you have? Maybe you did some sports?
Yeah, so before the war was an ordinary life. So I did some sport. So I had a happy childhood. So I went to school. I rested on the weekends, like went to a zoo, to a delphinarium, to cinema, theater, parks, cafe, like ordinary life was. So a little bit about my sport. I did the figure skating and so I really love the sport. Every summer I went to sports meeting. It was in Odessa, so like some area. There was an sea. And so now it's war and we can't go there because in the sea it's some things, but after the war, yeah, after some experience there. And so it was amazing because every month I went to competitions. We traveled by train with my group, friends, trainers, family. So it was exciting. And so I was happy. And about like living with my family, so every summer I went to my grandparents, but now I can't because it's Kharkiv area and they are very close to aggressor country, and so I can't do this. So if I want to go there, they're very dangerous road, and I can't do this now.
Yeah, I imagine. I'm sorry about that. And when the full-scale invasion started, how did your life change? Could you do the same things you did before?
So I can start with my city, like what changed in my city. The first is when we have an air raid, all shops is closed and another, like not in a mall, another shops are closed too, like on street. And we have got a very big square. It's one of the biggest in Europe square. And so before the war, there was a lot of concerts, like famous people. They do singing, dancing. And so now we have got in the center of square a big rocket and some people take photos near it. So it's a little bit scary, but now I can do something with it. So yeah. And so about my sport, now I can only dream about it because we have got any ice in Kharkiv. because some rockets are flying in our like building where I training, and so it's so scary, but I can't do this and I can't skating now. But sometimes in winter I skate on the river, and so if I want I can, but only in winter and where it's really cold because it's river and it's water. So yeah, so I can do some jumps.
Oh, well, I'm sorry that your son was hit by a rocket, but it's good that you can skate sometimes on the river. By the way, is it cold often in Kharkiv?
Not really. If we have it spring or a summer, it's hot. But when it's winter, sometimes it's not cold. Sometimes it's like only some dirty ground and not snow. But if we have very cold and a lot of ice, I would like to go to river and skate there with my skaters.
Yeah, actually here where I am, I'm in Italy, and here doesn't snow just never. So I'm really sorry about that. We have a sea, and of course it doesn't freeze in the winter. So it seems like spring more in winter. Yeah, sometimes it's nice, but not always, I would say. Is your dad living with you in Kharkiv?
Yeah, so we live. He lives with us, so we have a family.
Great. Great, wonderful. Do you have any siblings?
No.
Right. Any cousins or something like that?
I have got my cousin. She's so small, so she's 3 years old.
Oh, that's cute. I also have a small cousin. His name's Theo. He's 5 years old, and he moved with his family in Poland just before the full-scale invasion. Do you go to the shelter during the alarm?
No, because when we have got like an air raid in Kharkiv, the rocket flies for 30 seconds. And in Kharkiv, it's so close to an aggressor country. And so the first it's some experience and then the air raid. And so if we want, we can't, because you need to time to wear to get some food, some water, some things what you need to live. And so we can't do this because we're very closed. And again, rockets, it's 30 seconds and then experience.
Oh my goodness, it's terrible. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, but we can, if we see that the rockets is flying to city, we can go to a bathroom or like some hole, because you need to have two walls, and so they can help.
Yeah, two walls to protect you, yeah, definitely. Well, actually, also in some other cities, like in Kyiv, not many people go to the shelter, but mostly not because they can't, but just because they're used to this situation. They just hide in the bathroom or somewhere there in extreme situations, but mostly they just sit in their bathrooms. So you are a volunteer in HAG's organization. Could you tell us about your experience there? How did you find this organization?
Yeah, so I can. I remember when I met the boss of this organization. It was spring, I think. I go outside with my mom. And so we went to the shop. And there I saw the man. And I understand it, but he didn't speak in Ukrainian and he not understand it. And so the some people who work there say that the shop is closed, sorry, but in Ukrainian, and I'm understand who he's not understand it. And so I say to my mom, so maybe I can help to him, so I can go and say that you must go because shop is closed. And I say hello, sorry, but the shop is closed. And so he was shocked because I'm from Ukraine. I'm not really big girl, yeah, and so I'm a young girl, and so he was very shocked because I can speak English. I think there was not really good English, but I can say something and I can understand something. And so we speak with him, like, hello, how are you doing, where are you from, what is your hobbies, like a little bit conversation. And so then he showed to me what they are going to bowling, some they have of kids. And so he invited me to go to, like, not their organization, but one of the, we say the smart programs. And so it was one of the start of this organization, me there. And so then we go to some programs. It's children's who from Kharkiv area, and now because war, they must live in the city, in the some shelters, and we help to the drawing, playing, speaking. So sometimes we go to bowling or to roller skating. And so this man, it's a boss, he's from Canada. There are some a lot of people who from Australia, America, UC, London, so another cities. Not Ukrainian, and so some people not understand English, and so where we go to roller skating, an example. So he is a trainer of hockey, so he like explain how to you can skate on rollers, because some people it's the first time on rollers, and he can say like, can you translate, because some people they are very small, like not because they are not smart, they are very small, and so they are not understand English, and I can help. So yeah, I really love this organization. Now they are started to teach some English, like ABCDERG, so how to say dog, cat, and some phrases in English to these peoples who are from Kharkiv area. And so I think English, it's so good, but some peoples in this organization, they go to Kherson, to another, like to Donetsk, Lugansk, some other cities where it can be Russian, an example. And so I'm not go there because I'm so small, and I help to our children there in my city. Yeah, so they can go to these children's too, but in Donetsk area, an example, or Lugansk area, Kherson, but I can't go because I'm in this city. And if I can, I can help. But now it's not often or not always, because I have got my school. I'm studying a lot of homework. And so if it's summer, I can help because I have got my holidays and I can go on weekends. But now is school and I have got a lot of like lessons. If I can be at the first grade, the fourth grade, yes. But now I'm in sixth grade and it's not really easy and it's not really difficult, but some middle of this.
Yeah, I understand. The thing with school is often makes projects difficult and work in different organizations. So yeah, I understand you. Well, so how did you start learning English? You said that you played this role in this organization. So how did it all start?
Yeah, so I did a sport, you know, and I met one of this girl we speak. She's a little bit older than me, so, and she's mom is teaching English, and when I was or 6 or 5, I was really small, but I'm starting to learn English, and then I have got language in my school, so I learned there. And so maybe you know some organization of Smartest Vita is speaking English, speaking club. There are lots of teachers from other countries, and so I think Smartest Vita helped to have some speaking English, because my teacher helped to grammar, like to writing, but there I can practice my speaking English, and I really love it, because now it's so better than was before.
Yeah, absolutely. I love your English. It's great. Especially for your young age. It's fantastic.
Thank you.
And so how long have you been working for this organization for?
I think in spring it must be 1 year.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. That's great. So would you like to study abroad one day?
So I think, I don't know, like because I'm not try this. So I'm not understand how to do this. Like some people really want, and I can say what I want to, but I think I want to do this like because it's another country, and again I can practice my English there, and so I can meet another peoples from another country, not from Ukraine. It can be my friends who can speak like in real life with me in English, like not grammar, writing lessons, like only playing with me in computer games and speaking English. So it's my practice. And so I don't know, because I really love the schools or universities in Ukrainian. And so like my city, Kharkiv, before the war, it's a university city. We have got a lot of students, but now all the schools all the university closes and I went to school, but now I go online, and so I can't meet with my friends. So only online, on computers, on telephones.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. So you haven't been going to school since the war started, right?
Yeah, so it's 2 years, but I can say that it's a little bit more, like, because when the war started, I was in a fourth grade, but before we have got some virus, like COVID, and so the schools was closed too, and so this time I wasn't go to school.
Yeah, right, I understand, I'm sorry about that. So all schools are closed in Kharkiv, right? No one goes to school offline.
It can be exclusive, like if we have got a woman and so she built the school and teach there. So some people who goes to like the school, now they go to another school. It's like the people's school, like women's or boys' school, because they are go offline. And so I guess they are can meeting, but my mom says that you can go too. But I says no, because I have got my classmates, my friends. I really love it. And so I can speak with there. Sometimes if we can, and we have got an air road or some not go good and my house or like something like that, I can go and walk with my friends, but not always, not often, like only on weekends, because again, my trainers, because now I do pole dance, not figure skating, but some sports I need to do, and I do it. And weekday, I have got school again, homework, English lessons, some trainers, but in weekend, if I can, if I got good weather, and again, that's air road, so I can go and meet with them.
Yeah, that's always great. So are all of your friends still in Kharkiv?
Not all. Some of my classmates, like my friends, they're another country. But I can say that on this year and before the year, I met another friend. A lot of friends I met on my new sport. And so they are, of course, in Kharkiv because I met with them. And my classmates, not all, but people who joined to our lessons, not all again, but lots of people now in Kharkiv, but some people who are like in Germany, Poland, and in other countries, they are not joined to our lesson because they have got their school. And so they are studying, learning something there. But we have got our school online, but we joined. Some people in Cherkasyna, it's like Cherkasyna area, and so they are in Umany. Some people in Zakarpattia, and so they are live now there.
Right, so how do you feel about your online studies, especially studying for almost 3 years online?
Yeah, so I really want to go to school and studying offline, but I want to say thank you because I can study now online. It's some new tool, some new information, some learning too. If it's offline or online, it's information you need to live in the future, to go to work. And so they can't ask me, do you study online or offline? So I must have some to know. And so I want to say thank you because I can study online, not offline, but online it's good too because it's some studying, some learning, and some new information.
Yeah, absolutely. It's much better than nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what job would you like to do in the future?
I don't know now, but when this war starting, I started to think maybe I want to be a police woman, but I really love speaking English and translate, and I want to be translation. So now I don't know, because I don't know about the Ukrainian future and my future, but maybe these two professions. But I think in the next year, I want to be a doctor, and it can change all my plans. So now I don't know.
Yeah, definitely. It can always change. Also for me, firstly, I wanted to be a farmer. Then I wanted to be a dancer. Then I wanted to be a singer. And now I want to be an editor.
Yeah, so sometimes I want to be a scientist. Sometimes I want to be a doctor. Sometimes I want to be a dentist. Sometimes I need to have a profession with a sport. Sometimes not, sometimes English profession. So yeah, it's changed every minute, every second, every day.
Yeah, absolutely. What are your three biggest dreams?
Yeah, so the first dream, of course, is victory of Ukraine, because all people need it. And I really want this too, because I want to work with my friends, go to school. I want to have an ordinary life again. And so the next, my dream, I want to go travel. So I want to be in all cities, all countries, because it's so interesting. And the next, I want to go to Australia Zoo. So some people maybe see it. It's one of the serials, like Irwin's Zoo. And so I really want to go there.
Oh, great. Which cities would you like to visit, or which countries?
So I have got like two types of the cities. The first city is like city. There are a lot of sightings, a lot of buildings like New York, Paris, London. So you can go sightseeing there. Some cafes, interesting buildings again. And so the next, it's summer city. I say it like because there can be ocean, sea, swimming pools, some sun. And so it's so great. And I really love these two types of the cities. And I want to be there.
Yeah, it would be wonderful. Well, I wish you to visit all the cities you would like to. And I hope that we'll soon win. So thank you very much for coming and giving an interview. It was really interesting and really nice to talk to you.
Yeah, thank you too for your invitation. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Thanks and see you later. Bye.
Yeah, goodbye.
Thanks for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Leave reviews and share this podcast with your friends. If you are a teenager from a conflict zone and want to share your story with the world, contact us at over.the.globe.join@gmail.com. Your story is important.